This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Oh. Are we going to change that eventually?
Oh, that's not. I just hit that. It's actually not even in the intro. I just hit the button at the end of it every time.
Oh, you like hitting that button?
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
I just hit the button.
Nancy Pelosi wishes you'd hit her button. Somebody should. All right. Maybe so calm the fuck down.
I won't play that next week. I promise. I'll, if I remember, that's a problem.
All right. Well, this is not our best of show.
No, we were going to do a best of show.
We're going to do a best of show.
And then today you called me just before you got to Savannah, Georgia, and you were just you were grumpy. Not to me, but you know, you were just had enough of.
I've seen all this shit that they're talking about in real life, and I was like, oh my god. Even the media that's reporting it isn't reporting it as bad as it is. So I said, we got to do a show. And we got to do the show.
And that's fine, because you've just traveled the entire East Coast. And, you know, I see stuff on Facebook. You see stuff.
Well, I didn't get all the way up to New York because I was just pissed off and I left. I spent a day with my son, though.
I was really hoping you were going to come out. But
Spent a day with my daughter, spent a day with my son, and my two family members that are not insane.
Well, listen, the next time you come up, you have to come up during cider season so that you can come and, you know, to the mill. That's I'd rather you come up that time of the year so you can come see, you know, my big boy job and what this, you know, awesome place is about.
Giant cock ring donuts.
While you're up there, you could bring back some real pizza down here.
Oh, don't even get me started on pizza.
At least you went up there and had real pizza.
No, actually, I just ate the toppings off of it.
Well, but Rick, you have to understand, I still haven't had real pizza, and I'm from New York. You're from New York.
Yeah.
You had real pizza. I mean, you're from the city, so I mean... That's real pizza. Yeah. I mean, I've been to New York City, but I still probably haven't experienced real pizza.
It's still better than what we have in Florida.
I'm sure.
Except one place. I did find this one place that's actually halfway decent. You know, the bottom is crunchy. You can fold it in half, it'll stick out. You lean it back a little bit, the oil drips out of the back. So it's pretty close.
I had a half-decent slice of pizza on Friday. Yeah, it was half-decent. It was just a slice off their thing. I told them to put pepperoni and mushroom on it. It was a big slice, New York style. Crispy bottom, foldable.
Yeah.
But they didn't put it in long enough. The mushrooms didn't get brown and, you know.
Well, here's the big question, and the answer better be no. Did you or did you not put pineapple on it?
Oh, fuck no.
Thank Good. God.
That was like a test.
Now, you'd be honest with you, if somebody made a homemade pizza and had pineapple on it, I would eat it. I love pineapple.
Dude, listen, you're
But I would never order a pizza with pineapple, no. I'll
never go into Brooklyn and ask them for a pineapple pizza.
Well, that's like John Kerry going to downtown Philly and asking for provolone on his cheesesteak. You elitist snob fuck. It's cheese whiz, dickhead. That's how you make a cheesesteak.
That's right. But you'd be surprised on the whole pineapple thing. I was a deli manager for an extremely large convenience store. In our lunch, I used to prep like 50 pizzas the day before for the next day. And I would do 7 to 8 pineapple and ham and pineapple pizzas every day. And I'd sell every fucking one of them, believe it or not. I don't understand the fascination with either. It's just absolutely disgusting.
You know what really shouldn't go on pizza? And I don't know, maybe I'll get green for this. Sliced tomatoes.
I agree. I don't like tomatoes anyways.
I mean, tomatoes are fine, but when you put them on a pizza.
I'm okay. I'm okay when they slice Roma tomatoes on a mozzarella especially.
Yeah, but it's so wet and slimy.
But isn't that the true Italian? Now, I could be wrong. I don't know. But isn't that how a real Italian pizza is made in Italy? Isn't it
slices
just dough?
Slices of Roma.
Slices of tomato.
Yeah, very thin sliced and very thin sliced.
And Americanized, we do
There's
sauce.
Some gravy on them too, though.
But I mean, you'll see like big, you know, the sliced tomatoes and the sliced mozzarella on, you know, all over the pizza. But the tomatoes would have to be very thin.
Yes.
My friends ordered pizza over here with sliced tomatoes, and oh my God, they were more than a quarter of an inch thick. And it's
when you get the good mozzarella, and they just put slices all over the pizza and stuff. Yes. I'm cool with that.
Yes, that's fine.
You know, the mozzarella that actually has taste to it.
I'm gonna send my friends a couple of $100. Here's some send back a food care package down here. Just overnight it.
Do you guys, and I don't know if you guys have in a lot of the franchised pizzas down that way. I mean, up here we've had Pizza Hut, they're gone now. But I mean, do you guys like any of that franchised pizza, like Little Caesars and, you know, shit like that, or no? You stick strictly to
You know, if you go out with a couple of friends, you happen to pass by, and that's the only place around. The only one that I would probably do would be, who's Pizza Pizza?
Pizza Little Pizza. Caesars. That's Little Caesars. Pizza okay, Pizza.
That I would do. I mean, I don't want to mention any of the names because they're just terrible down here.
CC's. We went to a CC's in Florida. I was all excited. We don't have CC's up here. And when we went down to visit you, Zip.
Is that the all-you-can-eat one?
Yes, we were all excited to go to CC's, and it was
like
absolutely the worst.
Buffet.
It was the absolute worst, disgusting place in the world. I had one slice of pizza, and it was just disgusted. It was gross.
Worst down here is right near me. They don't even make the dough. The dough looks like, I don't even know. It's pre-made and it's flat. It's like a matzo cracker.
That's sad.
And like they just pull one off. You know, they're all stacked up, and they just pull one off, and it looks like a big. A rich cracker, and they put stuff on it, and that's their pizza. And like down here in Brandon, people rave about it, and I think it's the most disgusting pizza.
See, the reason I ate two Italian subs, and never a whole one at a time, but I ate two Italian subs and sort of two pieces of pizza over 4 or 5 days, was because there's no restaurants fucking open in Pennsylvania. The People's Republic of Pennsylvania is run by a left-wing whack job, and he's one of those guys who likes all that extra power he got. And, like, you know, you got to wear your mask in everywhere and all this bullshit. Even after the CDC said you don't have to. Although I went into Walmart and I said, fuck you, I'm not wearing it. And I go in there and the old man's standing there. You have to wear your mask. Like, fuck. I had it in my back pocket. I wanted some damn apples. See, that's the one thing. You know a lot about apples, Brent.
Oh, I know everything about apples.
But the Honeycrisp apples.
The better. Well, there's definitely better. But
they're awesome. And
if you like them, try Sweet Tango. Next time you see Sweet Tango.
I've had Sweet Tangos. They're pretty close to the same to me, but they're both good.
You know what the Sweet Tango is? The Sweet Tango is the hybrid of the Honeycrisp. Honeycrisp brown very quickly when you cut them in half. They genetically bred.
Mine last long enough.
Well, I know, but they genetically, and they bruise very easily, the Honeycrisp. Sweet Tangos were made to take away the bruising and the browning quickly out of the Honeycrisp. That's why Sweet Tango.
Well, I got them in Pennsylvania for $2.08 a pound.
That's cheap.
Down here in Florida, they're $3.79 or $3.99.
What about Granny Smith's?
They're a terrible apple. They're a baking apple.
Yeah, that's for making pie.
Pie apple. Pies. We have a Honeycrisp right now. It's called an early Honeycrisp up here that they're selling. And you're going to die when I tell you this, but it's about $18.99 a pound.
What?
Yeah. It's called an early Honeycrisp. It's available late July, first part of August.
I hope it gives you a reach around for that price.
But people are paying it. I talked to my broker last year when I was ordering apples, and she said, "Would you like to order the early Honeycrisp?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. You know, how much are they going to cost me? I know what a big apples cost." It's like $6,000. I'm like, "Yeah, okay, I think not."
Yeah, like, you fornicate thyself and thy steed upon which thou didst derive.
Well, the funny thing is, she says to me, she says, well, you know, I can go to, you know, Mr. I don't want to say his name, but I can go to Mr. Bossman and negotiate a price. What are you willing to pay? And I said, $900. She says, yeah, that's never going to happen. I said, well, I guess I'm not getting early Honeycrisp. No, am I?
$900 for apples is crazy.
Well, that you're also talking 1,000 pounds. That's 1,000 pounds.
Oh, all right.
You guys been hearing the news about the unemployment rate went up on the worst jobs report versus expectations in pretty much our lifetime. They're expecting April to generate in excess of 1 million new jobs. It's spring. COVID's just about over. Things are opening up. All these people going back to work. All these job openings. You got help wanted signs everywhere.
Until the next crisis.
The number of jobs, the number of jobs created, which basically means jobs accepted, was like 200,000, which is below what we need to maintain it. And the unemployment rate actually went up under Biden. And I just experienced it firsthand on a 2,400-mile road trip.
And this is scary because it's everywhere.
I went Thursday night, I went out to the VFW and saw my buddy's band. They were playing the 88th anniversary of the VFW in Edders. And Thursday night special gig. And I'm out there, and there was hundreds of people there. It was awesome. And the go-to guys, if you guys have seen them on my Facebook page, you go to Zip Allen at Facebook, and you can see them. It's a three-piece band. These guys are great. They're all older guys, have been musicians their whole lives. They know what the hell they're doing. There's, like, no song they don't know. They can all sing. They all play their instruments great. Hess is one of the best guitar players I've ever seen in person, short of the super, super rock group guys. And, they're fun. Scriggy can sing like crazy. He plays the drums standing up. And my buddy Rick, he can sing, and he plays the bass like the guy from Foghat, John Williams. I mean, they're just terrific. So we had a great time. And I got, whatever finger food, bar food they have there at the VFW. What the hell did I get? I don't know.
Pizza.
Something
fried. The best thing about the VFW is the drinks they cost nothing, but you don't drink.
And actually, so. I sat until my daughter got there. I was with Stamey's wife and Hess's wife at a table. We were just sitting there together, chit chatting and shit. And we all ordered plates of food. And I think somebody got chicken fingers, somebody got something else, and I don't even remember what the hell I got, but it was something fried. One good for you. And French fries too, of course. And whatever the hell drink they had. Sierra Mist was the only diet drink they had. So we ate and we enjoyed the band, had a good time. My daughter showed up. We had a better time when she showed up. And then after the band got broken down and everything, we went inside and spent about an hour catching up. And I went over and I paid for the two band ladies' dinners. And they both had drinks. My daughter had a drink. And three meals, like six alcoholic drinks and two Sierra Mists. And even with my 50% tip, because I left a 50% tip, the waitress worked her ass off. I mean, the total bill was like $30-some.
Ouch.
I was like, Jesus, are you sure that's right?
You couldn't have got this. You couldn't have got the six drinks anywhere else for $30.
No, you couldn't have gotten three plates of food for $30.
No, not good food.
No. It was bar food, but it was okay. I was hungry, you know? So we had a good time Thursday night. And then Saturday night, they were playing a reunion tour. Scriggy and Stamen with two guys he used to play with 20-some years ago called the Swingin' Daddies, Schaefer and Jeff Magliano, or Maglio. And it was at a horse farm out in the boonies in York County, Pennsylvania. And I got, my GPS found the way, and I got out there. And it was the place they broadcast from. If you guys watched my Facebook Lives last summer, It was that place they broadcast from where people were dancing all the time and shit.
If you go cow tipping.
No, they have horses, though. No cows, just horses.
You can't go horse tipping. That ain't going to happen.
No, horses will kick you in the nuts. You won't forget that. If a horse kicks you in the nuts, you're pretty much done. So they're out there playing, and these guys, they don't like practice a couple times, but they'd played together 20-some years ago, and they were good. They weren't as tight as go-to guys were, but they were fine. Everybody had a great time. And the horses started dancing on one of the songs. I don't know what the hell it was, but the horse has just been standing there for like 9 or 10 songs. And then Stamen gets into some song. I forget what it was. And he said after the song, he says, "I messed up the words. I was watching the horses." And I told him at break, I said, "Don't worry about it, Rick. Nobody noticed because we were all watching the horses." They were tearing around like lunatics. But on my way out, I had to eat, you know. So I thought, oh, I'm going to stop at this diner near my old house in Pennsylvania. And I know the owner, and I'll go in. Maybe he's there, and we can chit-chat, catch up a little bit. I haven't seen him in years. And I pull in, and there's nobody there. I'm like, what the hell? It's like, you know, it's Saturday night. It's like 6 o'clock or quarter to six. What the hell? Mm-hmm. Pull up the sign on the door. Said they're open on week. They're open on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 to 2. And then I looked at their weekday hours, and they're only open from 8 to 7. They used to be open from 6 to 11. Okay. Now they're open from 8 to 2 on weekends and 6 to 11 during the week. And I thought, son of a bitch. You know, there you go. He can't get anybody to work. He has to shut his hours down. So I thought, okay. So I go a couple miles down the road to this Hong Kong buffet. I thought, okay, Chinese. I hadn't had Chinese in a long time. Hong Kong buffet was good.
They got to be open. They don't pay taxes.
Yeah, it's China. Yeah. So, but it's a buffet. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know how the hell this is going to work out with, you know, the paranoia of COVID in the blue states. So I pull up in front of the Hong Kong buffet, and sure enough, they're open with a giant sign across the window that said, takeout orders only, and the phone number. Now, who the hell goes to a buffet for takeout? You don't go to a buffet because the food's great. You go to the buffet because there's a lot of food.
Right.
And you can pick and choose through the crap. You know, what you want to get a styrofoam container of buffet food.
You should have called them up and been like, listen, all right, so on the first order, I want you to bring me out.
If I had more time, I would have. But I'd already wasted 20 minutes staring at the sign at the one place, then driving to the second place. So I thought, screw it. I don't have much more time. I'm supposed to be down there at 7. So there was this Italian place next to it, and they were open. And I thought, you know, geez, God, the only thing I've had to eat the last couple of days is friggin' Italian subs. The last thing I want. You know, it was too much bread. I always tear half the damn bread off the thing anyway. So I go in there, and he's got slices behind the counter. And I say, okay, give me a slice of the meat lovers and a small fountain soda. So I went over and got a diet Pepsi. Thank God it wasn't Coke. Sat down at the table and put my little number on the corner, and they brought my pizza down about 4 or 5 minutes later. And the thing's like an inch and a half thick with toppings. So basically it's a loaf of bread with toppings. And I'm like going, you know, I'm not going to screw up my sugar count eating this friggin' piece of crap, even though I'm hungry. I just ate the toppings off the top, took 2 bites of the crust on the ends, and I got up and walked out. And I just left this massive pile of dough on the plate. Okay, I should have taken a picture of it because it was funny. And actually, I think I did. But I get down there to the band and stuff, and I started thinking about this, and I'm going, this is like the People's Republic of Pennsylvania. These people are so paranoid. They're so freaked out. The Walmart, you can't come in without the mask. I'm like, you know, fuck you. I was wearing my, I'm vaccinated, but I still want some of you to stay away from me t-shirt. And it didn't do me any good. I've got my friggin' passport in my pocket. You know, my little card that you get.
No.
When you get your shots, I made a photocopy of it so I could fold it up because it's on a cardboard thing. And I had that in my wallet. I said, I'll show you my vaccination. Nope. It's the rules in Pennsylvania.
They can't ask to see it. This is a big problem. Oh,
that's not the point. I volunteered.
I know. Which you
and
did
I said to
right
the guy,
thing.
I said, you know what? It's not even the fucking rules in Pennsylvania, dude. And I just walked on past him with my cart.
But can I let me ask a question, because I'm having a lot of issues with people here. I mean, I had 3 family members as soon as the CDC, you know, oh, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. I, you know, 3 family members that live here in New York, you know, oh, don't have to wear my mask anymore. Don't have to wear. No, it's not true. Just because the CDC says you don't have to, and just because Biden decided you don't have to, I guess, you still got to wait for your...
Biden
still comes
outside with a mask on.
He's going to wear a mask till he dies. But your governor is the one that has to lift the mask mandate, and in some of these states, they haven't lifted that mask mandate.
California's freaking out because
they won't lift
it. Listed, and they want to hold it for another month.
Yep, New York's, you know, they're lifting theirs tomorrow. But people just have to understand, just because the CDC, I'm sure it did, but
like, people have to understand, doing it, son of a bitch.
It's your governor. I mean, you can't sit here on Facebook, well, because the CDC, the CDC may say you don't need to wear a mask, but your governor still says you do. So bitch at them. And here's the thing. And I really hope people really think about this, because I've already seen it. One of the friends that I went to school with, she was on Facebook today, and she says, I can't wait for the first business that asks me if I've been vaccinated, because I'm going to sue them every way, shape, and form that I can, because of it being the HIPAA violations and this and that and everything else. Listen, as a business, I still, even if Governor Cuomo says you don't have to wear a mask, I can still require you as a business to wear a mask. It's not a public business. We are a private business.
I don't have to spend my money there either.
That's correct.
In Pennsylvania, you're correct. There's nowhere you could go that they would let you in without the mask.
No, but you can't.
Now, I walked into a convenience store without the mask, and I just dared them to say anything to me, and they didn't. But the thing is, I stopped almost every state I went through. I stopped outside of Jacksonville. Didn't need a mask. I stopped in Georgia. Didn't need a mask. I stopped in South Carolina. I stopped in North Carolina. Stayed the night in North Carolina. Didn't need a mask. I got to my hotel in Pennsylvania. Masks must be worn in public areas all over the place. I walked in. I said to the girl, I said, are you going to enforce this thing? I said, because that's not a good way to start off our relationship. Mm. And she looked at me and she says, I won't say a word. I said, thank you very much. I'll check in now.
but how could you? And I'm against the masks too. Don't get me wrong. I'm against the masks too. Totally. But how could it have been her fault if she had said yes?
If she had said yes,
it wouldn't. It wouldn't have been her.
I don't know. But I'd have been scrambling finding another hotel in about 3 seconds, because I would not have checked in. I would not have. I was just so pissed at that point. You know, I went to the Sheets before I went to the hotel. I went to the Sheets and I got a decaf ice mocha and checked my pressure of my tires. I don't even want to talk about that. My friggin' new car with the low pros. I picked up a nail before I even got out of Florida.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was less than 700 miles on my new car, and I already needed a tire. So I nursed it all the way up to Pennsylvania, and the Audi dealership up there replaced it for me for free because I have coverage. But it was a pain in the ass. You know, you're nervous. And then it dawned on me after about 300 miles of being nervous that these are actually run flat tires. That's why they're so expensive. And I don't need to be so nervous. So then I calmed down a little bit. But that little yellow light just bugs the shit out of me. So anyway, all these states coming up, what do they have in common? They're red states. Well, Georgia's a red state, but they cheated. But, you know, it's still mainly a red state. No mask requirements at all. I get to the People's Republic of Pennsylvania. Every fucking place had a mask thing, and they were still trying to enforce it in most of them. I just had a fit. And then I go to see my mother and my sister. And I find out my mother and my sister have been watching nothing but CNN and MSNBC for 2 years. My mother and my sister are now insane people.
You should have just walked out as soon as you saw them watching the World News and Daily Report or whatever.
They're watching World News Tonight.
Whatever it was. You should have just, that's the problem.
The World News Tonight, they started out. The first story was about the CDC lifting the mask mandate, but boy, it's making so many people feel nervous. That was the gist of the story. The second story was about January 6th and how Trump could still be in trouble. How is this still fucking news? Okay. How is the other one really news? It's not. They're just putting out their agenda. The third story was Liz Cheney, a fighter against the evil Trump. And I'm like, this is what the fuck they watch? No wonder they're nuts. But my mother used to be a really smart woman. I mean, not super smart, not like my grandmother, but she was quite bright. My sister was never insane. I don't recognize them anymore. They are crazy people. They told me Trump didn't even take his entrance exam for college. I said, where'd you hear that? Well, we heard it on the news. No, I said, you heard some wacko on one of the stations you watch say something stupid like that. I said, he got into Wharton. Yeah, that's why he had to have somebody take it. He was too dumb to get in. I said, he was at the top of his class in military school. Get out of here. Well, I said, he made $5 billion. Well, he ain't that rich anymore. I said, yeah, thanks to people like you.
You know, I just realized.
He's got $3 billion left. I think he'll be okay, Mom.
He will be. And, you know, I just realized something. You know why I think a lot of people get so brainwashed by the things that they hear, whether it be, you know, ABC or whatever news station that they're watching? Because a lot of these people, when they come on, that, you know, your anchor will be interviewing, they will call them, you know, Fox News analysts. So instead of just this person coming on and spewing their opinion because they've labeled them as a Fox News or a CNN, you know, analyst, we believe that they're, you know, as much of a journalist. I know you and I don't, but, you know, people believe that they have the same credibility or really good credibility when they're just a person that's coming in from a side job to give their opinion on whatever the story is.
Well, I think most of the ones I've seen on those shows aren't even given their opinions. They're given the DNC talking points of the day. And that's why Tucker can do Hannity did on his radio show. Rush used to do it all the time. They do montages of the drive-by media's day before on their big point, and they all use exactly the same words.
Go back to your Dan Rathers and your Walter Cronkites. Did they have special guests come on and give
big liberals, but they gave you the news.
They gave you the news. Now you don't. You have an anchor comes on and brings on special guests they label as specialists or analysts or and spewing their opinions. And because, like your sister, well, I heard one guy who was labeled as a CNN specialist heard that Trump's, you know, didn't even go to college. So now all of a sudden that becomes, or whoever, but now it becomes
somebody
fact.
Took his entrance exam. That's just
or whatever. Right. Okay. Yeah. So now everybody thinks that's fact because this guy is a CNN special correspondent, you know, and that's the problem.
I had it with him because my sister goes, well, then I said, what about those people on January 6th? I said, you know, do you think the guy who sat in Nancy Pelosi's chair should have been arrested on January 7th and still be in jail, whatever day that was, May 14th or something? You think he should still be in jail? Yes! Why? He deserves it! That was my mother chiming in. I'm like, are you kidding me? Well, how do you feel about the Black Lives Matter and Antifa people who burned down 7 or 8 American cities over the summer? Getting your vice president that you voted for raise bail money for arsonists and people who committed felonies. Yep. So, and I went, okay, this isn't going well. Well, do you think the guy who trespassed in Nancy Pelosi's office deserves to still be in jail? Yes. Okay. She goes, and my sister chimes in with, they all broke in. They beat up a cop on the way in there, knocking over barriers. I saw it on TV. I said, you know, I saw that too. That was one small group knocked over a few barriers, but they didn't beat up any cops. They killed one. I said, no, he died of natural causes. You can look that up. Well, then they get real quiet. See, when I make a point that they don't know and they can't refute, well, they actually didn't refute anything.
Capitol Police waved
them in. Shut up. But I said the vast majority of them were allowed in by the police.
They moved the barricades. The Capitol Police waved them in. TikTok took the video down because
it's
eight guys knocked over
three of those bike racks, and CNN and MSNBC just kept playing that clip over and over and over and over.
Listen,
they said five people got killed. I said no, one person got killed. Four people died of natural causes that day. The only person who got killed was a former Air Force veteran who got shot in the head. Or the neck, by a Capitol Hill policeman that they won't identify or prosecute. Well, they broke a window. I said, oh, okay, so the death penalty is invoked for breaking a window? I said, you people are fucking insane. And I used the F word in front of my mother. Mm. And my sister said one more word, and I said, you know what? Fuck you. And I got up, and I walked out. You know, I wouldn't have got so pissed off, but they're my family, you know, and I care about them. And it bugs me that my family has gotten this fucking stupid from watching the national media. So on Monday, when I was with my son, who's normal, I wore my the biggest virus in America is the media shirt. Because that's the most honest shirt I have.
Well, look at the picture. I mean, how can you say that this was a riot on the Capitol when they stayed inside the velvet rope as they walked through the rotunda? Yeah, I mean,
I didn't make that point, but that's a good one.
I make that point to people all the time. Go back and look at the evidence inside the Capitol rotunda.
Yeah, the anarchists with the buffalo, fake buffalo horn helmet on.
Yeah, they were taking selfies with the Secret Service. I mean, this was not violent. I mean,
well, speaking of pictures,
the video evidence proves that. Go ahead.
No, I just heard this today. This is just breaking news. Some rap dude was there on January 6th, and they fucking called out SWAT. Of course they did. The city's run by that whack job, big butt woman. What's her name? I can't remember her name now. Bottoms is... bottom one is Atlanta.
I like the Chicago lady.
Well, yeah. we're not going there. Although 46 people got shot over the weekend there. You know, guns aren't allowed. But anyway, this rapper dude got up on top of one of the SWAT trucks and then somebody took a picture of him up there, right? And he used the picture of him on top of the SWAT truck on his new album. They arrested him yesterday.
Well,
they went and arrested a rapper for standing on top of a SWAT truck. Because that's the level of the duplicity of the justice system in our country now that we have elected these socialist whack job assholes.
Guy
gets arrested for standing on top of, he didn't hurt anything. He didn't break anything. But they didn't know it was him on there until he put it on his album. And he's that's a cool picture. I'm putting it up.
Maybe he should have asked.
Well, nobody likes Lil Wayne anymore when they found out he was conservative. You know. He's probably got the most tattoos of any conservative in the country, too. He's probably got the record.
Do you think that one of the biggest reasons people are pissed is because of, like, that one single photo of the guy with his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk?
No. I mean,
do you think that's part of what infuriated America the most?
No, I can tell you exactly why they're pissed, and I guarantee you're going to agree with me.
Okay, please.
The only pissed for one reason is because they can blame it on Trump.
You're absolutely right there.
That's the only reason they're pissed.
Okay. So, well, and plus they were able to, you know, say he incited it anyways by his speech, you know, just before, you know, which that's not.
So
true.
I got a letter while I was going saying I've got another stimulus check coming.
Where are we going?
What the fuck for? I don't know.
You're going to take me somewhere?
I don't know. I don't know how much I'm going to get.
Well, you know, a lot.
Probably going to be much, but that's okay.
There's an island.
I've got a letter saying I've got another one coming and I should look for it in my bank account in the next 10 days. I'm like, what the hell is that for? Why? And then I found out 22 governors now are cutting off this extra unemployment bullshit. And I can tell you why. Last night, I was in South Carolina with my lovely daughter-in-law. She's my favorite daughter-in-law. She's my only daughter-in-law, but like I tell my son, if I had 7 daughter-in-laws, she'd still be my favorite. And this barbecue place that was in Charleston where they used to live. They moved to the other side of the state for work. Opened up a restaurant there in their town. And they were all excited. They couldn't wait to go. It just opened this week. And she's like, oh my God, my mouth's been watering all day waiting for this stuff. I haven't had this stuff in like 2 years. And I said, okay, let's go. So we jump in my son's car and we head off, and it's about a 15-20 minute drive over there, and we pull in. There's this gorgeous new building, and there's nobody there. This is Monday night, about 6:45, 7 o'clock. Nobody's there. Nobody. So my son wheels the car around. We get near the door, and the sign on the door says, for the time being, we can only be open from Wednesday through Sunday. Like, okay, this sucks. All right, so where do we go next? Well, she says, God, I like tacos. She goes, I hate to just take you out for tacos. You know, you come visit us. But, you know, I said, I don't care. You know, wherever you want to go, you're the one who's hungriest. And you're the skinniest one here, so let's go. So then they throw out 3 or 4 taco places. She says, I like this one the best. So we go over to that one, another 10-minute drive. There was plumbers working in the building. It was closed. And their hours had changed. They're only open from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. And they're only open Wednesday through Sunday. They used to be open from 10 to 11, 7 days a week.
Taco Bell's open 24 hours a day, motherfucker.
This is a real restaurant where they make.
I know.
So then we go to a third place. Same fucking thing. We didn't even stop to look at their sign on the window because we could see there's no cars there, no lights on. Fourth time was a charm. We went to this brewery place where they had half decent food and they were open. So, but I saw it firsthand in an hour. There's nobody going back to work. And why aren't they going back to work? Because we extended on these people have been unemployed for a year and a half and they keep extending unemployment benefits. There's no incentive for them to go back to work when they've got extended unemployment benefits and the government throws $300 a week on top of it.
And don't forget to also mention that most of the states have laxed the requirement to look for work because of social or because of the, you know, social distance and COVID. So you don't even have to go look for work. Like,
do you guys hear what happened in Connecticut?
No.
Well, I mean, Rick, I know this is like stunning to you because you live in Florida where we actually have a governor who's not an asshole.
Yeah.
But in Connecticut, and that's a Republican governor. No, it's Massachusetts has a Republican governor. That's right. Connecticut's a Democratic governor. But he's not an insane Democrat from what I know. But the guy before him was. But anyway, I don't even know if who cares what the hell party is. Here's this thing. He says, if you're long-term unemployed, meaning more than 8 weeks, and you go get a job, the state of Connecticut will give you a $1,000 bonus. Okay. Now, if you've been unemployed for 6 weeks, are you going to bother looking for a job for the next two?
Nope.
I mean, come on. It's just a fucking gimmick.
I think our governor down here, put into effect, you have to go looking for a job again.
He did.
Yeah, he did. One of the 22 states cutting off the extra $300.
You were number 22 because it was 21. Florida just was the last one.
It was 22 this afternoon.
And see, here's the thing in New York. I mean, we have a Democratic governor, so we're going to be one of the last states to do it. But here's the bigger thing: Cuomo is up for re-election in 2022. And guess what? He needs New York City in order to win this election. And he will win the election. Unfortunately, Giuliani's son, Andrew, looks like he's going to, you know, possibly challenge
him out before.
I don't think so. I New York City, listen.
He killed old people. He took $5.1 million for a book bragging how good a job he did. And he's been sexually harassing women for the last 10 years.
Listen, my buddy just did sound for a band 2 weeks ago from Long Island.
Right.
They love him. Everybody there loves him. He is the king. We pick on him being called
because they
king
watch
Cuomo.
The same stations as my mother and sister do.
They love him. They love him. I've had this conversation with three or four different people. Everybody says Cuomo shouldn't win, but New York City will carry him. And if as long as he keeps the unemployment benefit in place, and as long as he doesn't require these people to go look for work, they're going to vote for him.
Lazy asses can carry the election.
Yep, they're going to. New York City is going to carry this election because they get to sit home and do nothing. And Jesus Cuomo Christ. Will serve another 4 years. I guarantee. I'm telling you this today, May 18th, 2021, at 10:38, Cuomo will be reelected in 2022. Sorry. And we will be one of the last.
I heard Giuliani's son's announcement speech Andrew. Today. Yeah, he wasn't a very impressive speaker.
No. And did you see the two guys that are the two guys running for mayor against De Blasio? Both of them have come out.
Well, the black guy's fairly moderate for.
Yeah, but
I'd be rooting for him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but listen, dude, they both think that the average median price for a house in New York City is $80,000 to $90,000, when in fact it is
in New York City.
Yes.
Add a fucking zero, asshole.
It's $900,000.
That's what I just said. Add a zero.
But they both believed at a press conference that it was $80,000 to $90,000. So they have no fucking clue what they're doing either.
Well, that's okay. If they're just dumb as De Blasio and they're not a flaming communist.
Well, yeah, the city has a chance.
You'd still be better off.
This is true.
You know, at least maybe the rest of the cops won't quit. You know, the black guy is cool with guns. He supports the police. He says the minority neighborhoods want more policing, which is absolutely true. The only people who don't want more policing are white elite liberals who are telling black people what they want. And it's none of their fucking business.
Well, as long as you've got somebody that's even a little bit strong, De Blasio is gone. He won't be reelected. But I'm telling you, Cuomo's, he's in. New York City's got him. So
okay.
I hate to say it. It's just amazing how many people like him.
I found a story this afternoon, that one I told you about from Bloomberg.
You were fucking driving. How the hell did you find a story?
Well, I got back at 6 o'clock and I worked.
It was this evening.
Well, about 6:45, I had them on my laundry in the laundry room, my clothes put away, so I'm ready.
All right.
But I found the story, restaurant closed, Bloomberg. Like, you know, this is how they try to manipulate you, so you know. Restaurant closure is now at 14% despite apocalyptic predictions. A year ago, experts predicted one-third of the restaurants in America might close in 2020. Chef and activist Tom Colicchio said the number of casualties could go as high as 75%. So they found one person who just said a ridiculous number. So this is to back up their point of view.
Oh, they have to.
You can always get statistics to back up your point of view. They're all bullshit. New data from the National Restaurant Association, a Washington-based industry group, found 90,000 restaurants have closed permanently or long-term. That's less than 14% of the country's restaurants. It's lower than $110,000 figure reported by the association in December. So somehow 20,000 reopens from December to May. But 90,000 restaurants had permanently closed, 14%. And according to Bloomberg, that's not really a big deal. It's not apocalyptic. Mm-hmm. Calm the hell down, America.
This is how
they manipulate people's minds. This is how they manipulate your attitudes. They basically come out with something that's basically true, but it doesn't mean what they're telling you it means. If 14% of the pot shops in Colorado closed,
they'd be freaking out. Yeah. Or what happens if 40% of your grocery stores close?
Or your gas stations.
Here's another big reality, and this is going to happen in Northeast Pennsylvania. I think I told you about it while you were driving today. I mean, they're to the point where they got to close colleges. They're going to consolidate a whole bunch of colleges up in Northeast Pennsylvania under one umbrella college. Otherwise, you know, they're going to have to close. And this is the reality. I mean, these places, 14% doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. If you actually look at the industry,
this article makes it sound like it's not a lot. But if you have any critical thinking whatsoever, you realize that what a bullshit headline that is. But it's Bloomberg, and it was run on Microsoft News.
It's called sensationalism. It's
PMS, NBC will probably be reporting this all night.
Well, and it's
Bloomberg announced today that it's not so bad. Well, let me tell you something. I just told you what the hell happened in Pennsylvania. There's nobody working. You can't get what you want. I go to a rather large city in South Carolina, probably a second or third biggest city in the state. And we couldn't find a restaurant in the evening. Hell, in the afternoon when we were running errands, we stopped downtown Greensboro, for lunch. Right outside the field for the drive, the AAA affiliate. Okay. What a location that is. There's one restaurant right beside the entrance. The other one, which my son likes better, he says is a better restaurant, directly across the street from the entrance. And, you know, it's not a wide street. It's a walkable. Everybody can cross. It's not a big deal. And we get out of the car and we walk a half a block down to the restaurant on a Monday afternoon at 1:30. I'm sorry. And at least they were honest on their sign. We're sorry, but due to the employee shortage, we have to close the restaurant today. Now, I don't know if they're going to be open, if they're open today rather than yesterday, or maybe they just closed one day, whatever. But at least they admitted because of the employee shortage, that's why they're closed. So we go across the street to the other one. And two guys, just me and my son, we walk in at 1:30 in the afternoon. And the owner comes out to greet us like we're fucking the Pope coming in. You know, he was thrilled to see us. Gives us a table. I look around the restaurant and there's like eight people there. And I'm like, God, what the hell? One waitress is running the, doing the restaurant. They got one person behind their bar, the owner, people back in the kitchen, and one waitress running around. If they had a second one, I didn't see her. The outside was closed down. They didn't bother. It just wasn't worth it. And we sat down. And I ordered a cheeseburger, a bacon blue cheeseburger, and didn't want fries. So I ordered coleslaw. And my son got some nachos, chicken nachos. That actually looked pretty good when it came. And we chatted around on sweetened tea, and he had some kind of soda or something. And I took a bite of the coleslaw, and it was spoiled. So that coleslaw had been open since probably last Thursday, because coleslaw takes about 3 days to spoil. And it was bad. I told the waitress it was bad. They didn't take nothing off the check. I get the check for a cheeseburger with a piece of bacon on it and some nachos and two drinks. Of course, I always over tip, but still, $40. The bill was like $29.90 or something like that. And I gave her, you know, I always tip good. So, and I was $27.90, and I gave her $40. But that lunch should have cost us $17.
Yeah, but listen, I went to Wendy's drive through today. Listen, and normally I
the prices are going way up.
Yeah, they are. But the same thing. That's what I'm going to say here. I got a number 8, which is the pretzel, the pretzel burger. I got a pretzel burger. Double patty, because you can get obviously single, double, triple, and I just got it. You know, the value menu, $12.95. I mean, I was like, wow. I mean,
at Wendy's.
I mean, this used to go get a value menu with the burgers, you know, fries and soda. It was, you know, $5.99, $6.99. It was $12.95. I don't remember. It was $90 or $95, but it was $12.90 something. And I was like, holy shit! I got a burger, fries, and a soda. And we're not talking Red Robin, which is still not. We're talking Wendy's.
Hey Rick, have you guys gotten raises down there?
Actually, I think we did. We got like, it wasn't a lot. It was like a 2% raise.
2%? Okay, good. You're in Florida, and everybody wants to work.
Yeah.
But and now the establishment that you work at, they're running what, 60%, 70%?
Yeah, I would say yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
And they're still open 24/7.
24/7, 365.
Yeah. But they're in Florida. Yeah. Where we're not assholes. I mean, we've got plenty of them that live here, but the people who run things aren't assholes. Okay. But you got 2% raise. All right. These waitresses and stuff in South Carolina, they're paying them out the ass, and they jacked up all their menu prices. You know, we had breakfast. Our damn breakfast was... Jesus Christ. Just two people breakfast. $37. Same thing. I mean, they're paying everybody $14, $15.
It's costing you anymore. It's $15 a plate.
See, that's what they don't understand. 14% of restaurants closed, but the rest of them, you know, they had to. You know, there's only so many people that they can pay, and we've got inflation coming out the ass. This is Jimmy Carter too. Biden is screwing everything up. And what did he say at the factory today in Detroit? I wrote it down. Biden, the old Phoebe. America is back. You know, I heard that. And I said, you know, you forgot the last two words of that sentence, douchebag. He should have said America is back in trouble. Because he's down there trying to sound optimistic and shit. And we got inflation going through the roof. We got bad job reports. We got businesses that can't stay the fuck open. Okay. We got the rest of us paying through the nose for shit that we didn't pay through the nose for 2 years ago. And he's bitching that, oh, well, you know, $7.85 isn't nearly enough for a minimum wage. Nobody's paying $7.85, jerk off. Nobody is. But now they're paying $15 because they can't get the people back because you're pissing around giving them $300 extra on unemployment for a year and a half. A year and, you know, on unemployment right now, the average state, now I know not all states pay the same thing, but the average unemployed person right now is making a $32,000 a year rate.
That's what I'm making.
That's more than $15 an hour.
I make $804 a week.
If you make $15 an hour on a 40-hour work week, you make $31,200.
Well, you got to understand.
They're paying you $15 an hour to sit on your ass at home.
No, they're not. There's always a cap in every state. I mean, because I make more than what the 504.
I'm saying the average across the country.
Well, right, but
some
but
states,
still.
are considerably lower. And for you guys, I'm sorry, but you are. But other states like you make, way over the $15 an hour at your big boy job, and you're still making more money on unemployment than you would working.
Yep. Well, on a straight 40, yes. You know, but I do work. I work 80 hours a week when I work. So that no, but on a straight 40, yeah, I'm making more money to sit home and absolutely do nothing. But I'm not going to be a leech on society.
Would you sit home if they matched your wages?
Please say yes, because
straight wages or without my tips.
Without your tips.
I'm only making a couple of bucks an hour.
That's the problem with him.
Tips are your money.
It's a different ballgame with him.
So if you file for unemployment, you can't tell them what you really made, because then they'd want you to pay tax. Well, no, not in this state. You don't have to pay taxes on it anyway.
Not for state.
So can you guys actually use your tips as income then?
Yeah. We have to.
Well,
you can still lie, but
that's what I'm saying. In your guys' case, you may as well claim all of your tips, because you don't have to pay a tax against them anyways. Here in New York State, a lot of these waitresses, they have a rule where, they got to put so much through the machine every night and claim, but they get to keep so much, because they get taxed on all that.
You know what we did at my company?
Sorry, I didn't mean to make you say something you shouldn't have.
No, that's why I said it. I don't want to get him in trouble. Oh, what? November. I don't want the IRS come after him. They look up Rick C. in the database, and they're going to be all over him.
We have to claim everything. So, nothing to hide. Yeah, everything is okay. We don't take any cash home. Everything.
Well, like most tip, places, when I was in business, the waitresses and tip people, made $275 or $285 an hour, and then tips, and then they would calculate the average tips, and then they would tell the government you made this, and it was usually about 70% of what they really made.
We canned everything in. We get everything in our paychecks, so everything is taxed.
But we paid tipped employees minimum wage, which is a hell of a lot more than $285 an hour. But we never lost employees that way either.
I worked in a restaurant when I was, younger, and we depended on which manager was on, depending on if the waitresses needed to claim their tips that night. The one manager didn't give two shits. He'd just tell them to just give me a number. As long as I can turn something in, I don't care what else, just, pocket the rest of it. Yeah. The other manager, he wanted every dime you had, and you claimed every dime. And it depended on your manager. You're in a different setting. You're in a casino. Something totally different. You have to do that kind of shit. You can't, get away with what a little restaurant does, a mom and pop place.
Our hardcore fans, Brent, they'll remember last year I did a story about feeling bad about the hookers, because COVID came in and it ruined their business, and a lot of them went to online stuff and everything. And
dude, don't feel bad for them hookers that had to go online and do fucking OnlyFans, because they are making so much fucking money off from OnlyFans.
Well, real hookers that aren't,
They're not getting STDs, and they're making $400,000 and $500,000 a month.
Well, a couple.
We don't even want to go there.
Yeah, the one in the story we did last year, she was making about $300,000 a year, but she was upset because a lot of her clients were now unemployed, and they were going away, and she might only make 180 that year, instead of 300. Too bad for you. But I just want to let you know that strippers are back on the strippers, not hookers, strippers. Just not all strippers are hookers, just so you know. Strippers are back on the job, but the COVID rules are hurting their pay. Strip clubs are reopening, but the workers see woes ahead as distancing rules put private dances off limits. And that's where they make their money. California stripper Brittany, 26, walked into her reopened Gold Club in April after a year. and she's confronted with masked up dancers and a clutch of patrons. The dancers have to wear a fucking mask in California.
Masked blowjobs. Oh, wait, this is just a dance club. Sorry.
Well, that's the private dances. I mean, you know, it's like a massage. You get happy endings if you pay for it. But her heart sank. She thought it was sad. And she didn't want her name disclosed because she has a 6-year-old son. You know, there's nothing worse than a stripper with stretch marks, though. Come on. You know, that's just, you know, that ain't right. Of course, I guess not all women have them. But she earned $150 or a third of what she used to make before pre-pandemic. She used to make $450 a day. Now she's only making $150 a day. But you know what? At least she's back working. She's not getting unemployment.
But she's...
Kudos to her. What?
She's not telling the truth. If she went on to do stuff online, she's lying about what she's making, because I know what really is going on this OnlyFans network that all of these people went to when COVID hit. And I am telling you right now, these people are making so much money sitting in their bedroom showing off their boobs, and they don't have to worry about anybody raping them, murdering them. You know, they don't have to worry about STDs. These girls are raking in hundreds of thousands of dollars a month.
Well, of course they are, because the guys sitting at home wanking their weenie are making $300 extra a week. They can afford it. Right?
This is true, but...
Yeah, the circle is closed.
I'm surprised even the porn stars want to go back into the dirty nightclub, you know, the dirty club scene, when they can be making money from their 500% the money sitting in their rooms.
Well, I popped the story in here this afternoon. The Pentagon plans to monitor social media of military personnel for extremist content.
They already do.
That isn't new. That is not new. But it reminded me of my cancel culture story of the week, which I just have to do off the top of my head. You guys, hopefully you've heard this if you've been watching the news. A lieutenant colonel was forced to resign, or maybe he's a full bird colonel, was forced to resign this week because he came out and said in public, on his own opinion, that he found out that the Biden administration and the Department of Defense is pushing critical race theory indoctrination through videos and pamphlets and things to the United States military. The one thing liberals should never fuck with. Okay? They're telling them that the America really started in 1619 because of slaves and not 1776. And your skin color is the most important thing about you. You know what? The best thing about our military is it's fully integrated, and nobody gives a flying fuck what color your skin is. You know, whether you're black, brown, white, or yellow, you're a brother.
Yep, they are.
And that's why our military works. And now they're trying to screw that up, too. They made this guy resign. They made him resign because he says, I don't think it's proper to teach socialist discredited theories to the United States military. An absolutely 100% credible statement. And the Biden administration had him kicked the fuck out. Now, does anybody think anything is getting better under the old Feeb, other than we don't have mean tweets?
That's the only thing. And you know what?
Is there anything else, Rick?
No, I just miss mean tweets and $1.79 gas.
And some of us like mean tweets. There's another one. I bought gas like 8 fucking times in the last 8 days. Okay. The cheapest I got gas was someplace in South Carolina, which was the third place I went to because the first two didn't have any. But the third place I went to, the gas was only, premium was only $3.09 or $3.19. I forget which one. It was one or the other. I didn't pay less than $3.49 a gallon for premium since the day I left. $3.49. Guess what I was paying in January? Like $2.25.
See, I believe something's happening, and here's what it is. The COVID, the CDC is starting to relax COVID. They need a new crisis. They need something else to begin to control the narrative in another direction.
Well, they also admitted that only about 6% of their listed deaths were COVID only. But the media, I hid that one all week too. I just heard the story. I had to dig for the story because Google had it buried.
Well, they bury everything. But this gas crisis didn't actually pan out into a crisis that benefited them. So we have to be prepared because there's going to be another crisis on the horizon.
But Brent, America is back. The president said so.
Yeah. Right. He knows that's a bunch of bullshit.
Are we going to make it till 2022?
You know what? Every morning I wake up and wait to see the headline say America is the new Venezuela. Because
I'm honest to God getting worried. I really am.
If you haven't
figured that out over the last hour, you aren't listening.
It's happening. It really, really is happening.
I'm just going to go hang out with Rick every damn day.
That's it. Come over here. Go to Disney.
I'll take money off of stupid people and go to Disney once a week.
let me just mention this because I know we got to close, but where does everybody keep their money these days for the most part? I mean, I know that, but everything we all have is on computers. Everybody's wealth is on a computer unless you've put money away in your safe.
All my bank money is on a computer.
It's on a computer. And I'm telling people right now, at some point, one of these days, we are all going to wake up and there is going to be no more stocks. There's going to be no more Bitcoin. There's going to be no more money in your bank account. And these hackers have proved they can take over these systems. The pipeline, they've taken over hospitals. It's just a matter of time before they go to Bank of America and wipe out everybody's accounts. Or whoever.
I don't have any money there.
This is a
scary, a lot of people do though. Yeah.
My mom says, I have $100,000. Yeah, you have $100,000 on a computer. That computer drive disappears, breaks, malfunctions, you have nothing.
Shit, I'm screwed. I'm down to my poker money.
Buy gold, buy silver, pot.
I can live
alcohol.
About 2 months of my poker money. That's it.
Anyways.
And that's only because I've been doing good. No, that was the other thing too. I went to the casino in Pennsylvania. It was the first place that made me happy when I went in. I mean, once I finally went in, because they didn't let you come in from any of the entrances from the parking garage. You know, like I wanted to park my new car somewhere outside so birds can shit on it. But I had to, because you couldn't get into the casino from there. So I park in the parking lot, and I walk up, and I get to the door, and the guy's got a mask on. And I reach in my back pocket for my Bucks Super Bowl champions mask, and I said, "Do I need this?" He says, "Are you vaccinated?" I said, "Yes, I am." He says, "Then you don't." I went, "Oh, this is going to work out great." Okay, finally, a place in People's Republic of Pennsylvania being reasonable. And I volunteered the information, so I don't want to get into that argument.
I know. I asked you
whether they can ask or not. But
they can't.
I know they well, technically they should, but they did. And I answered.
Well,
and
no.
I could have proved it.
But you asked first. He didn't ask you as you walked through the door,
"That's
are
fair.
You vaccinated?" You asked him, "Do I need this?" So you offered.
And he said,
"You were
allowed. You're vaccinated, you don't."
You allowed. Right. You allowed him to know your HIPAA stuff by asking him.
It was Friday afternoon. You get all the morons get their paychecks. And I thought, it's a good night to play some cash poker and, release some of these people their paychecks, because that's what I do. And I go all the way back through the casino, back under the Penn National Racetrack where the stands used to be. All the way in the back is where the poker room is. And it had plexiglass up around the tables. It's a small poker room, Rick. It's like 8 tables or something.
Oh, wow.
And they use tiny cards, too. They don't even use full-size cards. It's a weird place.
Good size decks.
Yeah. But there's nobody there on a Friday afternoon. It's almost 5 o'clock. There's nobody there. What the hell? So an employee tells me, "Well, we've been closed for about a year on that because you have to handle the chips and handle the cards." I'm like, "Well, every other casino just gives you a squirt of sanitizer for your hands, and it's not a problem." They go, "We don't run the place, man." So okay, so I'm going to leave, and I thought, "Screw it, I'll play a little blackjack or something just to kill some time." Well, they only allowed 3 people to sit at each table, and there was only 4 blackjack tables open out of about 16. So I had nowhere to sit. So I turn around, there's 3-card poker, and there's a seat open. I thought, well, I've won money at 3-card poker before. Haven't played it in about 2 years. But I sat down there and I just, $300 is all I played. And I won a whole shitload. You know, when you hit a straight flush at three card poker, the amount of money you win is officially called a shitload.
There you go.
Yeah. So it did, it worked out. And technically it was a form of poker, but it wasn't real poker. But at three card poker, guess what you do? You handle your cards and you handle your chips.
Book real poker or not real poker. Guess what? At the end of the day, it was real money.
Yeah, but logic. There's logic supposed to be here. There's no fucking logic. I can pick up my two cards or my three cards at three card poker and I can touch my chips all the time because you got to place your bets out there every hand. You got to rake your chips back in when you win, stack them up and everything. You're doing all the same damn things you would do playing real poker. But that's okay. But playing real poker isn't. And it's just, it's fucked up. It's a People's Republic of Pennsylvania. And you know what? Pennsylvania is not as bad as Michigan. It's not as bad as Wisconsin. Sure as hell not as bad as California. I mean, I cry a little inside for those people that are putting up with the shit. And hell, I got friends in Ontario, Canada. I mean, I call this the virtual internment camp. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Japanese were interred in World War II because we were all stuck at home and shit because of all this crap. They've still got an internment camp going on in Canada. They can't even get these people vaccinated or nothing. And they're like freaking out up there and they have liberals running everything. I don't know, man. If we make it to 22, fine. But if we don't, it's nice knowing y'all.
We'll see. It'll be interesting. You and I, guess what?
What?
We got one more American Idol show this Sunday night. We wrap up the season with
the finale. And we know who's going to win and he doesn't deserve it.
It's gonna be an interesting night, I think. We'll see what happens. But
come on, Grace. Go, Grace.
I'm sure. I'm hoping.
We interviewed her. The people. That's why we're rooting for Grace.
Absolutely. Sunday night, 11:00, idolradio.net. If you are an American Idol fan, the winner will be crowned, and we will discuss it. Even though America got it wrong last week, sending Casey home. Oh,
Casey Bishop. Come on, man. First Alanis, then Alyssa, now Casey. I mean, come on, America. God, you got. You know what? They probably all watch the wrong news.
Probably.
These people are screwed.
And we'll be back Tuesday night for.
What are we going to play? We're going to play a travel song tonight, right?
I guess. Yeah.
I've been a traveling man, so let's play a traveling song. Close the show. This is Old Crow Medicine Band.
Good night.
And a song you'll know.
Nighty.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to wipe and lay. But I ain't a turn it back. The Lula don't laugh no more. So rock me, mama. south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Wreck me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, wreck me. Wreck me.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.